It's time for Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network. Brought to you by BSUBeavers.com.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network. The time had come for R.H. Bob Peters to retire. A replacement needed to be hired. And that replacement needed to know the ways of Beaver hockey. R.H. Bob Peters joins us next on Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, BSUBeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network. R.H. Bob Peters had 702 career wins at BSU. It was time for someone else to get there first. Tom Ceratori got his first win against Minnesota State Mankato October 12, 2001. Beat Minnesota State Mankato 7-6. His mentor, R.H. Bob Peters.
I have always kept track of my former players, their coaching careers, or even if they weren't coaching, but particularly in coaching. And in this specific example, I always felt that it was imperative that when we changed coaches and I retired, that the person coming in should have a tie to Beaver hockey. Because that person had to understand that we didn't have a lot, that we won because we had high standards for the players, and that players stuck around for 3-4 years, and that you had to do a lot with a little. You couldn't have a coach come in here and start demanding because there was no money to be. You know, it could have been, and I would never have supported this, but if you took all the resources and put it into hockey, that's not right. And that was not the case. We had to have somebody that understood that you have to run the legs off of a buffalo on every nickel you got. Couldn't come in here as a spoiled brat coach, a person that was not working for the athletic director. The athletic director was working for him. You know, we couldn't have that type of attitude. We couldn't have somebody that came in here as a stepping stone to go somewhere else. Because one of our strengths is continuity, the program.
All of the wins in the small college era didn't need any validation for the college hockey community. Those from outside that college hockey community were maybe a little surprised the Beavers made their first national tournament in 2004.
And the way to really summarize what you just said is we paid our dues. We started outdoors and developed a program that got to this point on a very, very Spartan budget. Well, I saw we lost in overtime. It was a face-off in our end zone, and the puck went kind of back to the defenseman, and he skated along the boards and just threw an easy shot to the front of the net that hit one player. I don't know if it was ours or theirs, and went in the net. Other than that, I mean, that game was up for grabs. In fact, a good friend of mine, I should say a real good friend of mine because I didn't know him that well, but I certainly knew him. He was the associate AD at Denver. And he was in the next booth up in the suites. He came out of the door about the same time I did, and he was just going, oh, he says, unbelievable. They had escaped. See, so that was all part of the establishment that, hey, the Beavers can play the game.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, brought to you by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network.